Hi, besties. Welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm Natalie, your host, and I am so happy that you are tuning in today. To set the tone, hot bitches, respectfully, listen to It's Nap Time, and that's on period, okay? If you are new here, thank you so much for clicking on the episode. And if you have been here for a while, if you are one of my OG listeners, I love you so much. But regardless, today I am just so happy that we are all here today, tuning in and, you know, ready to have a great nap time. Some life updates. Well, honestly, guys, since we've been doing two podcast episodes a week, I feel like I haven't had that many life updates. But let me rack my brain. Okay, something so exciting, which not really about me, but my nephew, he is 4 years old. He started a new T-ball league, and my dad sent me a video of him, and he is literally just the epitome of living life and just the cutest kid ever. It is so painfully hot here. My laptop actually said too hot. Like, I think it was just trying to be funny. I don't know, but and that's a lot coming from someone who lived in Arizona, like, you know, the desert majority of their life. But I will say, I do not fuck with the New Jersey summers unless, like, you're right by the water, by the pool, by the ocean, whatever, because the humidity, it is foul. It's disgusting. Anthony and I went on a walk after dinner last night to go to CVS to get a little sweet treat. I got gummy bears, and it was so humid and disgusting. I literally felt like I was going to have a panic attack because I could not breathe. And then on the way back, we were in there for like 10 minutes maybe, it started raining. So, I mean, I guess that was kind of nice that, okay, it wasn't raining, it was sprinkling. But either way, like, we needed something to clear up that nasty mugginess. And yeah, it's still pretty muggy. It's like 88 and humid as fuck, which is disgusting. Hands down would take 115 degrees with no humidity than this. But, you know, that's just me. That's just my personal opinion. I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you're doing phenomenal, having a great week. If you haven't already, or maybe you're just not a Love Island girly, which totally fine, but every single week until Love Island is finished, which how many episodes do we have left? We're on episode 26, and last season had 37 episodes, so we're almost done with Love Island, which is like so sad. I have never watched Love Island UK, which is like, you know, the original Love Island. So your girl should probably do that. But okay, yeah, my laptop literally just said heat advisory in effect. Cool. Awesome. Anyways, if you are not a Love Island girly, you know, maybe just tune in to my last two bonus episodes. They're fun. You might have no idea what I'm talking about, but you know, the girlies that get it. And yeah, last night was movie night for Love Island, and we're going to recap everything in the bonus episode, but of course, that's not for another week, but I have so many thoughts and opinions, and the fact that on Thursday night, you know, the night of the day that this episode releases will be movie night part two, I am so fucking ready. Like, go on my threads, and I am just talking all my shit there, even on my Instagram. So if you want to know, like, how I'm feeling before the episode goes live, go ahead and check out my socials. Today, we are going to be talking about, I'm just going to cut to the chase. Today, we are going to be talking about, you know, it's going to be like a little love letter to yourself when you are feeling or thinking too much. So basically, feel free to bookmark this episode and come back to it when you feel or think too much, because I do both of those things way too much. So this is going to be for me and for you. Starting off strong, something that my grandpa always told my mom, so my mom's dad, and my mom would always tell me is that your emotions are fleeting. So it's not set in stone. The only two things in life that are for certain are death and taxes. So with that being said, your thoughts and your feelings, emotions, all of the things, they are fleeting. How you feel this moment might not be how you feel in 5 minutes. It might be, but it might not. So the point of acting on how you're feeling this moment isn't always, I don't want to say valid, but might not always get you to where you necessarily think you want to be. What I mean by this is that you can get so caught up in your head that it can feel like your inner thoughts are the truth and that you convince yourself of something, like maybe, I don't know, that you think everyone hates you or everyone, you know, just doesn't want to talk to you. But that simply is not the truth. For example, this used to happen to me a lot in college after drinking, you know, like the anxiety. And I would be like, oh my gosh, was I annoying last night? Like, does everyone hate me? Did I do anything embarrassing? And then, I don't know, maybe someone doesn't text you back immediately or the group chat is quiet and you're like, oh, is this like a hate Natalie day or an ignore Natalie day? Those are definitely things that I know I'm not alone in feeling, but just know that it is so important to, when you're feeling that way, try and get out of your own head. I posted an Instagram reel about this, basically that changing your perspective and getting out of your own head, it can truly save your life. And that is, like, I will stand on that and preach that until the end of time. Getting out of your own head and not even just, like, you know, asking someone else how they feel about you or trying to get validation. I'm not even talking about that because sometimes that can just be even more stress and anxiety inducing. But if you can get out of your own fucking head and your own little mental walls and your own prison brain, it can help you see the world so differently, which can then help you see yourself differently. If you take so much pressure off of yourself, and one way that I try to shift this perspective when I'm having like a horrible anxiety and stress day and thinking like, oh, everyone hates me. In a sense, you are being so like selfish and full of yourself when you think that way. Because to think that other people think about you that much is crazy. Now, I don't mean to sound harsh when I say that, but if you are constantly in your head and think like, oh, this person hates me, like, sure, okay, honestly, maybe they do hate you. But maybe they don't. But even if they do hate you, how does that make it so that they are constantly thinking about you? Why would you think that, even, let's, for example, take someone that you don't like. Do you think about them all day long? No. So why would someone that doesn't like you think about you all day long? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you are not the center of the universe. You are not the center of everyone's attention, conversations, topics throughout the day. Obviously, you are, no matter what, going to be like the center of your world because it's your world. But what I'm trying to say is that if you have so much fear and anxiety and stress about going to an event or something, which I definitely have all the time, going to a social gathering and worrying so much about, oh my gosh, what if I make a fool of myself? What if they don't like me? What if this? What if that? Remove yourself and the expectations that you have of other people from the situation and stop trying to think about how are they going to, you know, interpret me, perceive me, this, that, or the other. Instead, just think about, what if I don't like them? What if they're weird? What if they're not funny? Like, do you know what I'm saying? Take the pressure off of yourself and more so be like, okay, well, what if I don't like them? What if their vibe doesn't match with me? I hope that made sense because that's kind of like how I try to change my point of view, in a sense of like, you are not the one that's going to come in and like shake shit up and make people be talking about you. Sure, maybe there's going to be two or three people, worst case scenario, that are talking about you and don't like you. But at the end of the day, you are not on other people's minds like how you are on your own mind. And that, when I change my perspective to that way and realize like, oh, wow, like, really nothing matters. Obviously things matter, but the silly things, and maybe you say something weird in a conversation or something that wasn't funny, something that just didn't land. Who fucking cares? Who cares? Because at the end of the day, like I said, all that is for certain are death and taxes. And if you want to live the rest of your days on this earth, which I hope for all of us, there are so many days left, so many years, so much time to make memories. But if you are going to choose to wake up every single day and feel like a burden and feel like, oh, woe is me, it's really not going to benefit you in the slightest. Now, some ways to get out of your own head are, obviously, talking with your friends, talking with your family, honestly, even talking with a stranger. Now, I mean, honestly, nowadays, I feel like people aren't as nice, but like, even if you go into a local coffee shop and you say good morning to someone, or you talk with the barista, or you talk with the waitress, the cashier, whoever, having that interaction with other people and getting you out of your own head is truly going to be life-changing. If you don't have a great relationship with your family and talking to them just makes you more anxious, whatever, talk to your friends. Go online. There are so many people out there that have a platform for the purpose of making people feel less alone, which is kind of the point of this podcast. Just know that no matter what, you are not alone in how you are feeling. Like I always say, just because you don't see everyone and their mom talking about something, maybe you are going through anxiety, depression, this, that, or the other. You just lost your job. You just had a friendship breakup. Someone just passed. Just because you don't see everyone talking about it, it doesn't mean that everyone, or at least majority of people, aren't feeling it at this exact moment or haven't felt it at least once in their life. Like I said, not many people love or strive to be vulnerable online or even in their personal relationships. I know so many people in my close life that I've never even seen them cry. Not that that's a bad thing, but there are some people who are just more guarded in their emotions and don't really, like I said, strive to be vulnerable. That not that there's anything wrong with that, but certain people just have, you know, different comfort levels with their emotions and how they express themselves. And so just know that just because you're suffering through something doesn't mean that you're alone. You're not weird. You're not an anomaly. You're not the only one going through it. Hell, go on TikTok and type in something and I guarantee you there are thousands or at least 5 TikTok videos on exactly what you're going through. Other ways to get out of your own head. I mean, obviously you can get a therapist, but like, let's be real. How many of us say every single day, oh, we need to go to therapy and never do? There are so many different ways out there to get help. And therapy is, you know, it can be expensive and it can be a lot of trial and error. But if you think that that's a point where, if you think that that is something that could help you out, I 100% support anyone that wants to do that. But other ways are, you know, that are more tangible and able to happen like right now. Turning on your comfort show. Pulling out a book that you love to read, watching a comfort movie, listening to a podcast, listening to It's Nap Time, going on your favorite influencer's social media page, watching their TikToks, going on their YouTube, having a comfort playlist, coloring, going outside on a walk, calling a friend. You can do so many simple, mindless activities that can get you out of your brain that is constantly on overdrive and running and running and running and thinking of the worst case scenarios. And just chill. Definitely try to avoid dwelling in how you're feeling. Now, what I believe is that, okay, for example, I went through quite a few breakups in my time before I met Anthony, and they were all extremely rough. And I'm someone that when I love hard. I wear my heart on my sleeve. I am a very intense and passionate person. So when I feel like I'm let down or I'm being shut out or something isn't going my way, it feels like a switch just went off and like my whole world is black and I can't think and I can't do anything. All I can do is sit there and fucking dwell in my pain. And I do believe for most people, you should, you know, allow yourself to feel it. Honestly, I think everyone, you need to allow yourself to feel it, come to terms with things. And that is truly the first step, like accepting it. That really is the first step, is acceptance. And then you can start to move on. Try to not isolate yourself. But again, some people do better when they are, you know, in their room with the TV on, you know, the lights dimmed, whatever. I'm talking more terms and like something negative happening to you, like just wanting to retreat and be by yourself and have that alone time. But don't let it last for too long. Me personally, whenever I know my friends are going through something, I try to give them that like week time of, you know, not like making them do stuff or getting up and doing something or calling them or doing all these things, because I know how important it is to, you know, kind of have that poor me moment, but you don't want it to happen for too long. And if you know someone going through this, I'm not saying don't check in with them, don't, you know, reach out, send them a text, but don't try to be forcing them to like go out to the bars with you the next day or like when they need to rant or vent or cry, like be that shoulder to cry on. Maybe send them an Uber Eats gift card or DoorDash them their favorite meal or drop off a coffee. Meet them where they're at, and I promise you, like, that is the best thing that a friend or family member can do when you know someone is going through something. And additionally, we want to avoid the doom scrolling. Maybe you're in like a perfect headspace right now. There's been so many times in my life where I'm like doing really well mentally and I get caught in that doom scroll and I feel like shit. Not for any particular reason, but like I'm just getting so much content thrown at me in so many like other people's lives that it's overwhelming and it almost takes up my social battery in a sense, even though I'm not like talking to anyone. Because I believe that like dwelling, isolating, doom scrolling, all three are the trifecta that go hand in hand with overthinking and comparing yourself to others, or even just a past version of yourself. Because as we all know, say it with me, comparison is the thief of joy, okay? What I recommend for if you are in this state of feeling too much, thinking too much, dwelling on something, give it like, let's call it the 24-hour rule, okay? If something is bothering you after 24 hours or more, then maybe let's start to take a little deeper look. Now, I know 24 hours isn't that long, but what I try to do, and you know, I fail quite a bit at this, if something is upsetting me, I will, you know, try to put a lid on it and not reach out to that person or act on it and give it some time for me to calm down so that I can be coming from the most stable, mature, insane place. But sometimes, you know, I'm not perfect. I'm a human and I will just react. That is something that I try to work on a lot, is not being such a reactive person. But again, I'm not perfect, so it definitely does happen. But after these 24 hours, maybe start to, you know, look a little bit deeper into it. Maybe it's something that you have been feeling about yourself. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe a friend said something to you in passing at a party, or they texted you something, or they said something about your boyfriend, or I don't know, whatever. Try to not act in the moment when your emotions are heightened, because again, I can tell you that 9 out of 10 times, it never helps the situation. Maybe you're able to, like, you know, get something that you've been wanting to say off of your chest, but it's probably not going to be, you know, articulated, delivered, received, whatever, in the way that you want it to be. And it might just backfire on you, okay? So now I'm not saying, you know, there aren't times where you need to address something immediately and put someone in their place, because obviously, like, there is always a time and place for everything, and it's not always going to be that perfect scenario, right? But if you know that maybe it's not something that's that big of a deal and you are just needing reassurance on something, but if you bring it up at this point in time, you're not going to, you know, come across in the best way, you're not going to come across cool, calm, and collected, then maybe give it those 24 hours. But if you, like, found your boyfriend cheating on you, don't give it the 24 hours, bitch. Like, do it right now and call me, because I will do it with you, okay? If the 24 hours pass and say you address something and, you know, someone tries to talk you down or they try to gaslight you and manipulate you, just know that all in all, no matter what, even if you always are overthinking or you're always feeling way too much or everyone's telling you you're too much or too emotional, too this, that, or the other, it does not mean that anything is wrong with you. I promise you that. Maybe, yes, you can work on being a little bit less emotional, but if you are doing that strictly for the convenience and the comfortability of other people and to try and shrink yourself down and make you smaller, please do not do that. Please, like, I beg of you. Yes, have there been times where I have been overreactive and this, that, or the other? Of course, anyone that knows me knows that. Literally anyone that knows me knows I can be a bit overreactive, but that is a trait of me. Like, I truly believe that that is a part of me that makes me me. And it is what also makes me a great friend, is that if someone does something to piss off my friend or upset my friend, it is going to piss me off even more. And I will have their back. I will be the person that will step in for them if they feel like they cannot do it themselves. Me being emotional and a bit of a firecracker, it's not always going to be a con. Like, yes, sometimes in some situations it is a con, but I truly think that that fire that I have and the intensity and the passion, it is what draws certain people to me. And obviously sometimes that can be in a bad way, you know, like when you draw other like fiery people, you just can kind of be a toxic duo. But I don't think that having big emotions or anything makes you weak or less of a person. I think that if you are able to identify with it and acknowledge it and know when, you know, to be able to reel yourself back in just for the sake of you. Again, not for the sake of others, but for the sake of you so that you're not getting hurt, so that it's not biting you in the ass for whatever reason. If you are constantly surrounded by people that make you feel less than and tell you to stop being emotional and this, that, or the other, I promise you that you will find the people that love you for you and that love your big heart and that know that no matter what, you will have their back. And truthfully, when you have big emotions and you can be a little bit of a firecracker, you are unfortunately going to be misunderstood because not a lot of people are, one, like really in tune with their emotions, or two, comfortable with expressing it. So I think it does come off in a way that it intimidates people. And who fucking cares? Like I said, like you should not be shrinking yourself for the comfort level of other people. Sure, obviously time and a place, you don't want to be like overreacting at like a work party or at a meeting or whatever, but if you are in a conversation where you feel like you are being spoken down to or you're being treated a certain way, yes, you should pop off and put someone in their place. I promise you at the end of the day, you are going to find your people, whether if it's today, 5 years from now, or if you've already found them, you will find your people and there will always be people no matter what. Maybe you're not emotional at all. And there are people that are like, you know, begging you, and it feels like pulling teeth, them trying to get you to speak your emotions, you will also find your people. No matter what, I think that truthfully, being in touch with your emotions shows a lot more emotional intelligence, for one, and stability than not being able to articulate how you feel in a certain way. I've always, like, one thing my mom always said to me, and you know, what your mom always says to you, you can't always take at face value because, like, it's your mom and, like, they're going to love you no matter what, but is that she always loved that I was able to articulate how I was feeling, because if you're able to do that, you are truly one step ahead of people that can't do that because you know how to proceed and how to move on from something, and you can reach out to people and, you know, really get how you're feeling off of your chest rather than it being bottled up because you don't know what the fuck is going on. We're going to have a little bit of a shorter podcast episode today because I want this to kind of be like a little love letter to yourself, or listening whenever you really need it the most. When you're feeling too much, thinking too much, just know that there will always be a space for you, a place for you, and you are not weird. You're not, you know, the only one that feels this way. I definitely feel this way, and there are thousands, hundreds, millions of other people that feel this way, I promise you. Again, not everyone is going to, you know, get on their platform and talk about this. Some people, probably some of the most emotional people, don't even talk to their closest friends about it because they don't know how to articulate it, and they feel, probably weird that they're feeling this way. So with that being said, I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. And we are less than a month away from the 1 year of this podcast. It'll be on August 8th, 8/8. I'm so excited. This has just been such a crazy year. Honestly, so much has happened and I can't wait for our 1 year episode. It's definitely going to be so fun and, you know, a little nostalgic, because one thing about me is I am always plagued with nostalgia, which if you guys haven't already, go and listen to the Likewise episode that I recorded with Sam and Issa. It was so fun, and just, you know, us 90s and early 2000 babies would get it. Thank you guys truly just for everything, for all the likes, the shares, the follows, the downloads. You guys are the best. Feel free to, you know, leave a 5-star rating and review if you have been liking the episode so far. If you want to go ahead and give the podcast Instagram a follow, it's at It's Naptime Podcast. My personal is Natalie X Palik. And guys, I actually made a new TikTok because my old one I've had since like 2019, and I don't know the shit I posted on there. So I made my old TikTok private, so if you want to keep up, we do have a podcast TikTok, which is just It's Naptime Podcast. I haven't yet posted on there, but my new personal is Natalie X Palak on TikTok too. So super easy, same handle on Instagram and TikTok for both mine and the podcast. And yeah, we will be back with our regularly scheduled programming of our little random thoughts of the week for next week's Thursday episode. I just wanted this one to be short and sweet and bite-sized, so thank you guys just for being the best. I could just go on and on and on and thank you guys, because the DMs I receive are just so sweet, and I truly would not be here without you guys. So with that being said, hot bitches, respectfully listen to It's Nap Time. I hope you enjoyed your nap time, and I'll talk to you on our bonus episode. Bye.